On October 16, 2021, three Chinese astronauts, Zhai Zhigang, Wang Yaping, and Ye Guangfu, entered China's space station, beginning their six-month mission in orbit. Like many other astronauts, the trio are held in high esteem and adored as role models for their contributions to mankind's space exploration and their personal endeavors of beating the odds along their road to success. All three astronauts started from humble backgrounds. The dream of flying has been driving them forward along their journeys. Through dedication and hard work, they are leaving unique and marvelous footprints in space. As a veteran astronaut and the team leader, Zhai Zhigang, now 55 years old, conducted China's first spacewalk back in 2008.
From the moment that I stepped into the military academy and began my training as a pilot in 1985, I knew that flying is the most suitable profession for me. The more I fly, the more I feel that I really love this profession.
41-year-old Wang Yaping is the second female Chinese astronaut sent into space after Liu Yang, who served as a crew member on the space mission Shenzhou 9. In 2013, Wang gave a science lecture to millions of students from space and was dubbed China's first teacher from space. Her success has been a huge encouragement for children and women especially.
Dreams are like the stars of the universe. They seem to be out of reach, but if you work hard, you will be sure to reach and get them.
Hello everybody, I am Ye Guangfu. I am a technonaut of China.
Fluent in English, Ye Guangfu, also 41 years old, is on his first space mission.
I'm confident I'll fulfill my task. My confidence comes from the everlasting cooperation among all staff members in a manned space mission project and my 11 years of hard work.
In this edition of Footprints, we are going to discover how these three astronauts, also known as taikonauts, have been leaving their own footprints in space and their own lives. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
I'm out of the spacecraft. I feel good.
On September 27, 2008, Zhai Zhigang conducted China's first extravehicular activity in space with assistance from astronauts Liu Boming and Jing Haipeng. His feat meant that China became the third country in the world to master the technologies of spacewalking following the United States and Russia.
I cherish this honor deeply. But at the same time, I never felt that I can slack off, sit on my laurels, and not undergo harsh trainings after receiving such high honors. On the contrary, I have been making preparations for China's space missions. I have never given up on my work.
The honors Zhai has won did not come easily. He faced life and death risks when he conducted the historic spacewalk. A fire alarm ran out at the exact moment when Zhai prepared for the extravehicular activity.
Suddenly, a fire alarm went off. I did not hesitate and tried to demonstrate our national flag to the camera installed in our spacecraft.
Zhai, Liu Boming, and Jing Haipeng finally managed to solve the problems and return to Earth safely. Chinese scientists later found out that the fire alarm was caused by a sensor error. 13 years later, Zhai was chosen for another historic space mission, flying to and staying in China's space station for 6 months. On the eve of his flight on October 16th, he elaborated on the tasks and challenges lying ahead of him and his fellow astronauts.
During this space mission, our crew will carry out extravehicular activities several times. During the Shenzhou 7 mission, completing extravehicular activities was a technological breakthrough for China. In this new mission, the scheduled extravehicular activities will be application of technologies which will be more complex and challenging compared with the mission of 13 years ago. Furthermore, our crew will carry out a series of manned operations as well as scientific experiments in various fields.
Moreover, JAXA's new mission will last for 6 months, the longest time staying in space for any Chinese astronaut so far. He admitted that working and living in space for so long would be a huge challenge for the crew.
This will test our crew both physically and psychologically, but I promise that our crew will bear in mind our mission and original aspirations. We will not let down the expectations of our motherland and the people. We are confident and capable of completing this mission.
He added that he was fully prepared to face the new challenges with a new state of mind and also with his rich experiences as a veteran astronaut.
I will adopt a new state of mind. This means I will execute the mission with care and freshness of a new and first-time astronaut. At the same time, I will execute the mission with a deep sense of responsibility as an old and experienced astronaut. I will apply to the mission my experience gained through my over 20 years of training.
Jai was born in 1966. He grew up in a village in the county of Longjiang in northeast China. He only got a glimpse of the outside world when he attended the No. 2 middle school of Longjiang.
I attended English class for the first time when I became a grade 1 student of junior middle school. My teacher showed us pictures to accompany his teaching. One of the pictures featured a plane and a pilot. At the bottom of the picture, the English word plane was shown. At the time, I didn't remember the English word. But the image of the plane deeply impressed me. I said to myself that how marvelous it would be if I could become a pilot when I grow up.
About a decade later, Jai's dream came true. He became an Air Force pilot for the Chinese military.
In 1985,
I encountered a good opportunity. At the time, I was to graduate from the senior middle school and prepare to take the National College Entrance Exams. The People's Liberation Army Air Force came to the No. 2 middle school of Longjiang to recruit pilot trainees. I applied and went through the physical checkups easily.
Jai went to a military academy and found his great potential in flying.
I was born with great coordination of my hands and feet. I'm suitable for flying, and I flew the plane very well.
In 1998, his superb flying ability helped him to become one of the first batch of 14 Chinese astronauts. He and the other 13 lucky ones went through rounds of meticulous selections and screenings from a pool of 1,500 candidates. But when he officially became an astronaut trainee, he had no idea about the tasks lying ahead of him.
After I was selected, I found out that it's not easy to train as an astronaut. First, we went through 4 years of theoretical learning, such as advanced mathematics, electrical engineering, and advanced physics. We were required to master the knowledge and pass exams. We had to do our homework usually until midnight to study well. I dared not to stay up for too long at night because I had to learn new things the next day.
With perseverance and hard work, Jai stood out in the trainings and was ready to fly into space 5 years later. In October 2003, Yang Liwei, Zhai Zhigang and Nie Haisheng were ready to fly the Shenzhou 5 crewed space mission, China's first of its kind. But at the last moment, it was Yang Liwei who became China's first astronaut to fly into space. But Zhai had no regrets.
It's just like me flying, although Yang Liwei flew the mission. We went through the same trainings. We stayed together every day in the run-up to the mission. We both knew that we both made great efforts to prepare for the mission. I didn't feel a sense of loss or frustration, as Yang and I belonged to the same team. Instead, I felt proud for the one who was to carry out the mission.
In addition to the 2003 mission, he later served as a backup astronaut for two other space missions. But Zhai always sees himself as a part of a team, and he says his love of flying has been driving him forward along his journey.
From the moment that I stepped into the military academy and began my training as a pilot in 1985, I knew that flying is the most suitable profession for me. The more I fly, the more I feel that I really love this profession.
Now let's take a short break, then we'll find out how Wang Yaping became the first woman astronaut to live in China's space station. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Wang Yaping earned the title of China's first space teacher after delivering a televised science lecture to an audience of over 60 million school children during the Shenzhou 10 mission in June 2013. One theme of her class was about weight. She raised the first question to her students about how astronauts measure their weight in the weightless orbiter and showed them how normal scales, working under the influence of gravity, did not work inside the orbiter. Then she introduced a special scale that was designed on the basis of Newton's second law of motion, or measuring the mass of an object through the net force and acceleration. The lecture lasted for about 40 minutes, with students marveling at what they saw and learned in the space experiments. At the end of the lecture, the students asked one question after another, ranging from the recycling of water in the orbiter, the impact of gravity-free environment on the human body, and the view through windows of a spacecraft in orbit.
Through the front windows, we can see the Earth and many other stars. But up till now, we haven't seen any UFOs. Stars are brighter, but not twinkling, and the sky is not blue, but deep dark. I tell you a wonderful phenomenon. We can see sunrises 16 times a day as we circle the Earth every 90 minutes.
During her first space mission in 2013, Wang stayed in space for 2 weeks. 8 years later, she has taken on a more arduous space mission, staying in space for 6 months. And she brought with her to space love from her 5-year-old daughter.
I would take a gift given to me by my daughter to space. At first, my daughter had no idea about what it meant to be an astronaut. Whenever she came across posters on the street featuring me and other Chinese astronauts, she would point out, "That's my mom." Although she didn't know what being an astronaut really meant, she felt it's great to be one. She feels proud of me.
The intensive and harsh trainings for a professional astronaut meant that Wang has less time spent with her daughter. Usually, it's only on Sundays and a fixed time that Wang could video chat with her. Wang wishes that she could have given her daughter more care and love.
Her teacher told me that once she was crying while in class, she told her teacher that she missed me. She asked her teacher, "Can I hug you?" So I think she really felt bad as she couldn't spend as much time with me.
Wang says she has made a promise to her daughter to make up for the lost time in the future.
I told her that Mom is going to pick some stars for you from space. Please wait for me. You know, her wish is for me to pick stars from space for her and her classmates. I will keep this promise.
Wang does not only keep her daughter in mind. she will also show her care for the millions of school children back on Earth by giving them a new science lecture during her six-month stay in space. Wang was born in a small village in the eastern Shandong province in 1980. She has cherished the dream of flying ever since her childhood.
When I was a child, I dreamed of being a bird and flying freely in the sky.
In 1997, Wang, a middle school student, was encouraged to register for the military's pilot recruitment program by her classmates because she was good at sports and didn't wear glasses. The 17-year-old had been considering applying to a teaching college, as her parents suggested. Given her strong build and ability to stay calm under pressure, Wang passed all tests as well as physical examinations and became part of the seventh batch of female pilots in China. After 4 years of systemic education and tough training, Wang eventually learned to fly four different types of aircraft before graduation. At the age of 21, she graduated from the Changchun Flight Academy and became a professional pilot. She was assigned to fly transport aircraft, and the young woman wanted to fly above in the sky all around China. But her profession means that risks and dangers are part of her daily life.
One time, I flew above the city of Chongqing carrying out an operation of creating artificial rainfall. It was dusk. The weather conditions were very bad. After I took off, I saw thick and heavy cloud layers. There were many dark cloud columns. Lightning and thunderbolts were here and there. If I flew into the cloud columns, it would have been very dangerous. The consequences would have been unimaginable. So I had to carefully circle around the cloud columns. Throughout the whole flight, I was so tense, I was soaked in sweat all along.
Fortunately, she landed safely and had a taste of joy.
When I finished the operation and landed, rain fell to the ground. I had a sense of fulfillment when I saw people were happy with the rainfall. This flight also helped me understand that the road to realizing one's dreams is full of challenges. But you will enjoy an unparalleled sense of fulfillment and happiness after you succeed through hard work.
During her service as a military pilot, Wang was involved in major tasks such as the 2008 Wenchuan earthquake relief effort and the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics. In May 2010, Wang became a member of China's first batch of female astronauts. The joy of being selected did not last long as the brutal nature of the training quickly sank in. In the first year, Wang could not get the top level in the high G training, during which she had to endure 8 times the force of gravity in a spinning centrifuge. The training simulates the environment when the spacecraft takes off, enters orbit, and returns. Blood cannot flow to the brain properly, causing a temporary lack of oxygen and even blindness. Astronauts must operate the spacecraft while enduring these conditions. Wang improved her performance by doing extra core strength exercises every day to strengthen her back and abdominal muscles. She reached the top level finally at the end of 2011. However, it was Liu Yang who was selected for the Shenzhou 9 space mission and became China's first woman in space in June 2012. Wang realized her space dream a year later as part of the Shenzhou 10 mission. Drawing from her own experience, Wang encourages young people to realize their dreams through tireless and unrelenting efforts.
Dreams are like the stars of the universe. They seem to be out of reach, but if you work hard, you will be sure to reach and get them.
Now let's take another short break, then we'll tell the story of astronaut Ye Guangfu. Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Today's mission is to taking a position from campsite to here, advance the campsite.
Compared with veterans Zhai Zhigang and Wang Yaping, Ye Guangfu is the youngest in the three-member crew now living in China's space station. Ye was born in 1980 in southwest China's Sichuan province. He was once an Air Force pilot, amassing more than 1,000 hours of flight time. Fluent in English, he was selected to join the second batch of Chinese astronauts in 2010. 6 years later, he made his first public appearance and became the first Chinese astronaut to participate in multinational training. At the time, Ye and five other astronauts from the United States, Russia, Spain and Japan spent 6 days in Sardinian caves during the European Space Agency underground training course called CAVES. The training course focused on multicultural approaches to leadership, teamwork and decision-making in space-like environments. The narrow cave is isolated from the outside world and is dark, damp and cold. Ye and the other five participants were responsible for completing daily tasks such as climbing, exploration and surveying. Ye's major duties included exploring and mapping uncharted areas, making accurate 3D models of objects and conducting real-time monitoring of environmental data. The training offered Ye an enhanced sense of teamwork and effective communication among people with different linguistic and cultural backgrounds.
洞穴训练其实它的从含义上讲，它是
Caves means cooperative adventure for valuing and exercising human behavior and performance skills. Through the training, we participants try to accomplish each task safely and efficiently as a team coming from different cultural backgrounds. Conditions for the training are very dangerous and harsh, but they are not the biggest difficulties we faced. The most difficult part was how to bridge our cultural differences instead and work for the best results as a team.
Ye's performance in the training won considerable recognition from the European Space Agency. Loredana Bassoni, the agency's head of Analog Field Testing and Exploration Training Unit, oversaw and supervised the CAVES training in 2016. She was impressed by Ye's personality and performance.
I always say that was the best team of CAVES because the team was extremely positive and well adapted. It was a very, very nice team. They were working very, very well together, having a lot of fun at the same time, really working very professionally. They did a fantastic job at this. And Ye Guangfu was a fantastic participant, met with the rest of the team, and he was very attentive. I think he was absorbing a lot of everything that was given in the course.
5 years after his CAVES training in Italy, Ye was selected to join Zhai Zhigang and Wang Yaping for a stay in China's space station for 6 months. Speaking on the eve of their flight to space in mid-October, Ye showed modesty and confidence.
This will be my first time in space, and I will stay there for 6 months. I feel very honored and proud. At the same time, it will be a big challenge for me. But I'm confident I'll fulfill my task. My confidence comes from the everlasting cooperation among all staff members in the manned mission project and my 11 years of hard work.
Ye added that exploring the space and building a space home are the common mission and pursuit of all astronauts. He said he was looking forward to meeting with his international counterparts in space and wished they can pay a visit to China's space station as guests. That's it for this episode of Footprints. This program is produced by Ying Xiuqi, and I'm Lai Ming. Until next time, bye for now.